I'm Pastor Lau from our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at about 9:05. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30, indoor with masks and distancing, or you can listen from the parking lot on your car radio. We also have a full service each Wednesday afternoon at 1:30. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service.
When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When he looks at me, he sees the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Yet whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
He's the one who breaks the darkness with a liberating light. Praise the one who frees the prisoners, turning blindness into sight. Praise the one who preached the gospel, healing every dread disease, calming storms and feeding thousands with the Father's word of peace. Praise the one who blessed the children with a strong yet gentle word. Praise the one who drove out demons with a piercing two-edged sword. Praise the one who brings cool water to the desert's burning sand. From the comes living water, quenching thirst in every land. Christ who suffered in our place. Jesus died and rose victorious, that we may know God by grace. Let us sing for joy and gladness, seeing what our God has done. Let us praise the true Redeemer, praise the one who makes us one.
Jesus said, "If I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is valid. John the Baptist was a lamp that burned and gave light. I have testimony weightier than that of John. For the very work that the Father has given me to finish, and which I am doing, testifies that the Father has sent me.
There are two ways that people approach the question of who is Jesus. The first way is to decide before who you think he is, or who you think he could be, and then go out looking for evidence that you're right. So someone might say, Jesus was a good Jewish teacher. And they would find evidence for that in the Bible and elsewhere, and then disregard any evidence or any argument that says differently. That's what many people did in Jesus' day. They were looking not only for a Messiah, a deliverer, but they were looking for a very specific kind of Messiah. They had their minds made up in advance about who he should be and what he should do. It's not surprising that these people ended up rejecting Jesus as the Messiah and Son of God because he did not match up with their idea of what the Messiah should be. People are still making that same error today. They don't want a God who dies. They want a God who always gets his way. They don't want a God who asks them to sacrifice or suffer as he did. They'd rather have a God who makes them comfortable and wealthy. And already having their minds made up in advance about what kind of God they ought to have, they end up worshiping no God but themselves because they're the ones defining God. The second way to approach Jesus is to hear what he says and see what he does, and let that tell you who he is. We might go looking for one set of answers from God, but end up discovering something completely different when we let God speak for himself and when we let Jesus tell us and show us who he is. That's how the people who came to believe in Jesus discovered him. After he had taught in their synagogue with an authority which they had never heard before, even from their best teachers, and after Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to leave the possessed man, having witnessed him in action, the people said, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He even gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him." You see, they went looking for a prophet or a teacher, and what they found instead was God made man. Here, Jesus was teaching with an authority which only God could have, and he was ordering about the evil spirits in a way which only God could do. What do you suppose that means? It means that Jesus is the Christ, the promised Messiah, the Son of God, because he says and does what only God's Messiah could say and do. And chances are actually pretty good that Jesus not only met the definition of God's promised one, but also that he exceeded the people's expectations. They might have been looking for a deliverer like Moses or a king like David, but what they found in Jesus was something they had never expected, something even greater. You see, we can decide what kind of God we're looking for and then decide whether or not Jesus measures up to our expectations. Or we can watch and listen to Jesus, and seeing what he does and hearing what he says, we discover, he has got to be more than just a man, more than just another prophet or teacher, more than just another religious leader or inspirational speaker. And we end up asking ourselves, like the people in the text, who is this man? So how do you approach Jesus? Have you made up your mind already about who he is supposed to be and what he's supposed to do and say? Then don't be surprised if what he says and does is disappointing to you. Or do you see what he does and hear what he says before you make your judgment about him? If you do, then you will be pleasantly surprised that he says and does things that you had never dreamed of. He will amaze you, just like he amazed the people in the synagogue, for we have been so distanced from God that we don't even know the questions we should be asking. And we have been so long in the darkness of sin that we don't even know what we're looking for. And we have been so corrupted by evil that our ideas of what is right and good are so twisted and turned that we don't even know where we're going. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying that we all need to regularly stop thinking we've got the Lord God figured out and take another look, another listen. This is our greatest danger, especially for those of us who have been lifelong Christians. It is to think, yeah, I know all about Jesus. and then to move on with life without really listening or learning from him. And I include myself in this, even though I do know a lot about him. In fact, it's even more dangerous for pastors, as it was for the scribes and the Pharisees and the elders of the people. Because we know a great deal from God's word, we risk missing the point altogether. But if we are willing to let Jesus speak for himself, then we had better pay attention to what he does and what he says. And not only to his words and actions as recorded in the Bible, but also paying attention to his words and his actions in our lives and in the lives of those we know and love. Do you know what the prophets said about him before he was even born? Do you know how he fulfilled all the prophecies? Do you know what Jesus said about himself, about his heavenly Father, about his purpose on earth, then and now? Have you listened to what others who knew him best said about him, or how he impacted hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands in the years following his return to heaven? I am not going to be able to convince you that Jesus is the Christ. You're not going to believe in Jesus just by what I say, or by what your parents said, or by what the church teaches. I'm telling you, you have got to get to know him for yourself, by putting in the time and the effort to learn, by listening and watching, both as what is recorded in the scriptures, but also by listening and watching those who already know him. And so instead of waiting for us to ask the right questions or to look for the right Savior, God has given us his answer to the questions we haven't even asked, and the Savior we don't realize that we even needed. His answer to you is in his Son, Jesus Christ, who is God himself walking and talking and working on earth. He is the Lord and Savior of all, even for those who aren't looking for one. When we Christians talk about reading and studying the Bible, when we talk about getting to know other Christians, when we invite you to Bible class or instruction, we're not merely suggesting an enrichment activity or offering you a chance to do something that you may find interesting or not. No, we are hoping to introduce you to Jesus of Nazareth, and to show you how he has been talked about since before the histories of man, how God has been pointing us to him in many different ways, how he said and did things which were totally unexpected, and how he has been changing the lives of people everywhere and in every age. And when we suggest that you get to know others in our congregation, what we're really trying to do is to get you connected to other Christians so that you can learn from the things they have learned and experienced from God, as you can share with them what you have experienced. Coming for worship, getting involved in some sort of Bible study, getting to know and do things with other Christians, these are all ways that we hope to introduce to you the real and living Jesus of Nazareth. He is not dead or gone, but is with the Father of us all and is actively involved in the life of his people, such that you can see him and hear him doing so. And when you do listen and learn from him, you will find yourself wondering, like the people in Jesus' own day, who is this guy? Not only that, but you'll also start thinking anew about your life and your priorities. That's a good indicator, by the way, of whether or not you've been listening. How often do you find yourself wanting to learn more about him and follow him more closely? That's what always happens to those who encounter him. When you get to know Jesus this way, you'll find that he is God's answer that makes us ask, who is this? Just as people have been doing since they first started meeting him. That is, they meet Jesus, God's answer, and only then do they come to the question, now what? And that's when you, like those in the Bible and countless others over the past 2,000 years, will come to the conclusion, this is the Son of God, our Savior and Lord. Give it a try. I dare you. In Jesus' name, amen.